What's good, everybody? It's your host, CJ Hutchinson of the CJ Experience. Today is my 51st episode, and it's the one-year anniversary special. I'm so excited to share all my achievements and goals throughout this journey. And without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So before I even start today's episode, I want to basically give you all this little fact, which is kind of mind-blowing. So 90% of people who start a podcast give up within the first year. That's crazy because they don't know what to talk about, you know. They think it's super easy, but, you know, end up finding out it's actually difficult, which is why, you know, people really don't want to do it, whatever reason. But that 90%, so wait, like a lot of people give up, like stop after the 1 year mark. Then there's that 10% that keep going. That's me. I'm in the 10%. So I'm happy, you know. I'm in the elite. I'm in the best, you know. I stuck it out for a year, you know. I got some things I want to share with y'all, some achievements. But I'm happy, you know. I'm doing it. I'm doing my thing, you know. Year one, year two is going to be even crazier. You know, I'm excited. I got so much more content on the way. We're only halfway through 2023, but I got some more heat in 2024 and beyond. So, yeah, so I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. And thank y'all for the support and love. Thank you so much for that. You know, y'all keep me going. I appreciate people actually listening to me. So it means a lot. All right. So we're going to talk about my achievements first. You feel me? So my first achievement is throughout all of my episodes, I've got a total of 349 plays, which I think isn't too bad after a year, you know. It's almost, you know, it's a little bit under 365, which would have been one play a day, which is pretty good, but still, for it being that high, I'm proud of it. I have 18 Spotify followers. That's crazy, because when I started, I had zero. Nobody followed me on Spotify, you know. No followers, and I have 18 followers on Spotify, and I appreciate it. I wish I could see who follows me so I could thank you, you know, but I'm thanking you right now. Thank y'all for following me. I appreciate the love and support. My podcast is in six countries. That's crazy. When I started, it was just in the U.S., and then I started, you know, branching out to different platforms. And then, yeah, right now I'm in six different countries, which is pretty crazy. It's like, wow. But I can tell you all the countries if we even want to get into the specifics. So we've got the US, you know, Japan, India, the UK, Germany, and Ukraine, bro. Like, I appreciate the love, man. So six countries, so that's pretty big. All right, so y'all get a sneak peek of this. But my podcast is on 15 platforms. Yeah, I don't really tell anybody, and I got like this little announcement that I'm announced on Saturday, which has my like all the links and stuff. But y'all, if y'all listeners, y'all get like a little sneak preview, but this is my announcement. It's on 15 platforms. I'm excited. You know, just it's grown so much. Like I said, it used to be only on like two platforms when I started. 15. I nearly multiplied it by 7 from the beginning. So, you know, I'm happy. I want to keep growing. You know, hopefully year two, I have like 20, but we'll see. But yeah, 15, I'm proud of myself, and it's on some big ones too. So, but yeah, I cannot wait to tell y'all the announcement. June 3rd, 2023. Y'all heard it first. I have 51 episodes. Isn't that crazy? 51 episodes. So, you know, I'm proud about that, you know. Been pretty consistent, you know, ever since I tweeted out this little tweet. I was like, I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to post every Friday at noon. Need to do it, I'm gonna do it. And I stuck to it. I got me in a routine. And I always do it. You know, I have the whole week to record and stuff. So that's good because, you know, I get to come up with an idea. If I want to have a guest, you know, like a collab, I can talk to other people and say, hey, is this day work for you? You know, we can figure it out. But yeah, I'm proud of how many episodes I've done, stay consistent. And then I've got about a little over 25 hours of content, almost 26 hours on my podcast. So yeah, all my episodes, which is nuts. You know, I got me a little trailer too. Not a lot of people listen to it, which is cool. You know, I'm not asking people to listen to my trailer. It's more the episodes I want y'all to listen to. But yeah, if you guys, you know, like my trailer, you know, I appreciate if y'all share it. All my stuff, I appreciate if you guys share it, you know, with your friends, your family. You know, if you want to post on social media, I would love that too. But yeah, anything you want to do. All right, now I want to talk about the journey, you know. Because journey, it's been something else for real, for real. Like, I've learned a lot of different facts about podcasting that I didn't know. Like, the fact I told y'all about earlier. You know, and some more facts that I'm going to talk in later episodes. But I've learned so much. Like, wow. Like, you know, you got to get people to listen to you. But how do you do that? You know, one thing I can tell you that I learned is for interacting, right? You know, when most people start a podcast, yeah, they'll give up because they don't have ideas, but they'll also be like, man, nobody's interacting with me. You got to ask yourself a couple questions. The first is, like, do you even ask questions, like, in your podcast? Like, after, like, are you available to ask questions? Or, like, do you ask it during the show? You, as a recorder, you know, the person directing and doing everything. If you don't do that, then it's not even helpful. So yeah, man, but it was a struggle, man. You know, like, coming up with episode ideas, I was always blanking sometimes, like, what do I talk about? Or, like, is this okay? Can I talk about this? Can I not talk about this? What do I need to do? What do I don't need to do? Like, it's so much stuff that you learn about. I'm like, wow. Like, for me, like I said, in 1 year, I've learned so much. I can teach somebody, you know, I can teach somebody for free, you know, especially if they're one of my close friends, you know, or somebody, you know, that doesn't have any experience. I could teach them, you know, paid or unpaid teachings from me. So just depending on how I'm feeling, but I have that much knowledge. It's been a year, like I said, 365 days. You know, I'm not posting every day, but I'm, you know, I'm learning this stuff. You know, I'm doing my research. I'm like learning new skills so I can become good at this. I want to be really good at it, you know, do this full time eventually. So that's why I'm working on it. And with already within 1 year, so much progress. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, in the journey, you know, you get stuck, man. You want to give up, and then you're like, man, like, what do I talk about? What is it? But I think the biggest thing that has helped me for sure is the internet. Like, there's so many ideas around. You can literally just look online, say, hey, what can I talk about? Find something you're like really good, like really knowledgeable about, and then talk about it. You know, you're so passionate about it. Because there are people out there in the world that share your interests. You know, you're not the only person that likes anime or video games or whatever you like. So yeah, that's pretty nice too. But at the end of the day, I knew if I gave up, I was going to hate myself, bro. For sure. I was going to be so mad at myself. I was going to hate myself, you know. Like, this is something I finally figured out. Wow, I'm good at it. It's fun. You know, I can do stuff with this. Like, it's good. Like, there's a lot. It's a lot. It's just really beneficial to me. You know, I've been a lot happier since I've done this. I've been, I don't know, I'm just feeling good about myself. So, but yeah, I'm just glad I'm sticking with it. You know, keep the energy going. Got lots of content on the way. I keep saying this, I need to get more guests, man. I have not had that many guests, so I need to get some for sure next season and the rest of this season. Okay. now we got to give the thanks, you know, got to shout out some of my people, you know. Like I mentioned, I've had 6 special guests on my podcast. Thank you all of you for being on my podcast. First of all, you know, I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna shout y'all all out individually, but yeah, I appreciate y'all coming on my podcast. You know, I tell y'all, you know, I thank y'all for the great content, and y'all are y'all that are on my podcast, y'all are like some of my favorite people, because you guys will share it with your friends and your family, and you know, that helps me out, and I really appreciate it. So that's why I want to get more. That's why I want to do more of this, so they can share their family and friends, like, hey mom, I was on my friend CJ's podcast, or hey dad, listen to this, you know. So I think that's pretty cool. But here we go. So the first shout out is my boy Troy. Shout out my boy Troy. He was on season 1, episode 10, The Talented Troy. Y'all go check that out. The episode is pretty hot with 15 plays, bro. 15. It's in my top 10 plays for my top 10 episodes. So y'all go check it out. It is a good episode and one of my favorites for sure. The next person I got to give a shout out is my boy Alexis, aka El Guache. Shout out my boy El Guache. He was on episode 11, season 1, and it's called Senior El Guache. You know, my man, that's my man. I appreciate it. That episode was a lot of fun. Had a good time catching up with my homeboy, you know. Appreciate him helping me out on my podcast. And it was really cool with him after our podcast. This man shared it on social media. I was like, okay, I appreciate it. He's like, y'all go tune in. I was like, oh, my man knows what's up. So I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure Troy and everybody else did, but I know for a fact El Guache did. I was like, oh man, okay. But yeah, I appreciate you, El Guache, for hopping on, bro. You know, I got to get you on this season, bro. You know, I've been on my grind. I've been doing my episodes, you feel me? But I got you, bro. You know, I ain't just leaving one episode out. Oh, boy, El Guache. And then the next shout-out we got to give is my boy, Hyro. Shout-out my boy, Hyro. That's my boy from college, bro. That's my college roommate. The best college roommate ever, bro. The best roommate ever, bro. That's my boy. I appreciate you. But yeah, he was on season 1, episode 20, Naruto and Sasuke. You know, people always ask me, why do you name it that episode? Well, I name it that episode because me and my boy are Naruto and Sasuke. I'm Naruto, he's Sasuke. They best friends. We talk about, like, our experience in college and, like, stuff best friends do, you know? It's real, like, it's... The bond between them is different, you know, that bond with the bro, it's real different, bro. I'm just saying, man, from like any girl you meet, bro, that bond, bro, it is different, bro. That's your boy, like he knows what's good, bro. But yeah, shout out my boy Hyro. That was a fun episode. We talked about anime, we talked about our college experience. Man, it was a good episode. I enjoyed Hyro hopping on too, for sure. You know, appreciate the love and support. I know he was out sharing with all his friends. Hey, yo, I was on my boy's podcast. Yeah, man, I'm gonna get more of y'all on. Trust me. We got way more on the way. Then got a shout out my boy Trey. He was on episode 26 of season 1, Cooling with Burberry Trey. Y'all go check out that episode. It was a great episode too. You know, got to catch up with my boy. My boy was out in college, out in Lubbock, Texas. I was like, that's my boy. Yeah, so he was out in school, bro, at Texas Tech. You know, doing his thing, bro, grinding that schoolwork, bro. You know, getting the education, that's good. You know, he told me about that stuff. I was like, that's good, man, you know. Because after college, bro, that the real world, bro, man, it sucks, bro. You realize how much, yeah, you just realize how much, like, you wish you were a kid again, and then just all the responsibilities you have as an adult man. Yeah, it sucks, bro. But you gotta make the most out of it. That's why I'm doing this. Gotta find things that numb the pain, because like I said, life ain't all rainbows and butterflies or peaches and rain. I don't know, whatever they say nowadays. But it's not any of that stuff, man. And then shout out my boy, you know, my boy Gibby. He was on 2 episodes. Y'all go check out Batman and Robin, season 1, episode 25. And y'all go check out The Black Swordsman, season 2, episode 9. But my man Gibby, you know, I appreciate him hopping on. You know, he's speaking some truth, bro. Spitting facts. You know, these episodes with my guests, these are some of my favorites. And these are some I go back to and listen to, you know. But yeah, he was spitting facts, bro, talking about like the real world and stuff. I was like, dang, man. Like, you don't really realize it until, you know, I guess like after college. Because when you're in college, bro, you're like, yeah, I'm in college, you know, I'm having fun. Yeah, you have fun when you go to class, right? In the real world, there ain't no having fun, bro. And there's all, I mean, yeah, you can have fun, but like sometimes, usually on the weekends, depending if you get a job like that. But still, man, it's crazy out there. And then my last guest, I got to give a shout out to my girl, Sam. Shout out my girl, Sam. She one of my girl's friends. Met her at Lala. Shout out for her being on my podcast as well on Happy National Women's History Month, season 2, episode 10. So, yeah, y'all go check out that episode as well. All of these episodes with my friends, y'all go check them out. They're some of my favorites. You know, my actual favorites are my top 10 anime list. That was a fun one I did by myself. My intro, Welcome to the CJ Experience. That was a really good one. One people really like is my story, A Long Summer Night. It's kind of about, it was just about me driving back and like, it's a little car issue problem, but y'all go check out that episode. That's my second episode of my podcast. But yeah, I want to do more storytelling too. You know, that brings up a kind of point talking about that, you know, next season and stuff. I got stuff on the way. We're about to hit season 3, bro. We're gonna announce that soon. You know, not today, but we're gonna announce season 3. It's announced, like it's happening, but the date is TBA, to be announced. I have the date, but I'm going to wait a little bit longer. Because just like I did last time, I don't want to announce it too early. But yeah, I'm happy with, you know, the progress I've made, you know, how far I've come, the journey, the struggles, bro. You know, the ups and the downs, because everything is like that. It's, you got good days, you got bad days, but guess what? At the end of the day, man, you're gonna figure it out. You got this. So, but yeah, you know, just wanted to come on here and talk about that. I appreciate the love and support as always. Thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. I hope you will join me again here next week as I talk about 3 steps for maximizing your podcast listenership and growth. I love and appreciate all of my fans. Y'all are amazing. I truly mean that, y'all. Y'all mean the world to me. Y'all keep me going. I appreciate it so much. And y'all can find my podcast by going to my Instagram. I got a new Instagram. It's at cjustice0008. Click on my link tree, which is in my bio, and my podcast is called The CJ Experience. So it's either, if I messed up, it's either 2 0s or 3 0s. Let me check right now, bro. So I'm not leading y'all on and everything. Yeah, I was right. CJustice008, just like I said. But yeah, y'all go check me out. I appreciate the love and support. And I cannot wait to see y'all here next week. See you later.